Моя мечта была всегда.
My dream was always,
знаете, с самого
начала, you know, from the very beginning, when God was starting to use me, I said, Lord, let me touch thousands of people. Said, Sonny, you're praying wrong. He said, Son, I'll teach you to touch one person to have an impact, and once that one person will be impacted, then it will spread like wildfire. Beloved, if some of you are praying for success of sort of movement, learn to have an impact on someone's heart, just one person. Let's welcome our virtual church, our international audience, everyone that is with us online. We bless them, and we are so thankful that they are here with us. Amen? Okay, beloved. We will go into the Word.
And
like the usual, I want to share those experiences and things that I went through sometime in my life. When the Lord started using me, I wanted to bury my past. I said, Lord, I don't want to remember it. I hated it. Everything that had to do with my past, for me, it was something so horrible. I didn't want anybody to remember about it. I said, I'm a new creation in Christ. I said, stop, son. Your past and how you went through all those things, they will help others. What you've had, what you went through in the past, not what you have right now. It's nice to look at someone and you know, you don't need to tell me how wonderful you are. I see you. You tell me how you got there. That's the secret. That is that hidden pearl. But often people don't want to show their hidden things, their painful things, their misses and errors and falls in our lives. Often this is all that you have. But based upon that, in that, that's where your character is made. This is where you get to know the real you. In these moments of life, you learn to see God that is in your life. That is the secret. So, I'll gladly share, if the Lord allows me, the things that I went through, because I see colossal success in that. So, beloved, today we will talk about this very unique word. I think it came to its time. You know, I don't speak into multitudes. I always say this. I speak to you, the one that is listening to me right now or watching me. You've downloaded this onto your MP3 player, your computer. I'm speaking to you right now. And my secret is this. I'm speaking with heart, with an individual, with I'm not speaking to the masses or to the great crowds. I'm speaking to you. And this is where it's supposed to have this uniqueness is just to get into your heart. Amen? So the message is called Fragment of Life. I want you to concentrate today because what I will share with you today is a moment that touches many lives. I'll share later on upon my fragment of life the things that I didn't want to even remember, didn't want to touch, but the Holy Spirit ordered me, he said, to touch down on this thing. I will speak about it, the fragment of my life. So, what are we going to discuss today? Fragment of life. Often, you know, you have to be around people that live, they do things, they make mistakes, they fall, they get up, and they move forward. Second category, there is another category, people that have gotten into some sort of problem, done some sort of mistake, something happened to them, they've done something, for instance, and then they get into this fragment of life where they just get stuck in there, and now everything around in their life rotates. And is based upon that one fragment of their life. Listen to me very carefully. What I will share with you today will touch some of you and touch very deep because the Holy Spirit clearly told me to do this, and when He tells me this, this for real will change lives. People that watch us, listen, those are in the building right now, beloved, listen. Some of you cannot break through. You'll say, Lord, why? But if you're a wise person, if you'll start praying, the Lord will open up to you. There are fragments. You know, when you live, for instance, you're living, you're walking, and the life is constant process and movement, and you're walking, and you're breathing, and you're moving, you're happy with your life, you're enjoying yourself, and here comes a blow against you, and you trip, something so unpleasant, it could be many different things, you fall, and something happened in your life, and you get stuck in that fragment, that pain, that betrayal, that hatred, that anger, this fragment, now it forms you. Now you live based upon that now. You look at the world based or through the pain that you have. Now you see people through this fragment, and you are not allowing anybody in because of that fragment of your life. You understand what I'm saying? Beloved, some don't even understand, but I tell you, majority of Christians, the devil, he hid this and so hid it and covered it. And now we look at people, oh, this is his character. That's not his character. Before that fragment, he was an absolutely different person. And now, from that fragment on, now you, based upon that fragment, you hurt others. Now, based upon this small but very hard incident in your life, now you treat all men this way. Now you treat all women that way. Now you treat all pastors a certain way based upon that one fragment that happened in your life at some point in time. You understand what I'm saying? So listen to me very carefully. Fragment of life. But stuck in some sort of fragment in some period. You were left there. You've made the decision to build a tent right on that fragment of life. And now you are crying. Now Lord doesn't hear you. The heaven is closed over you. The heaven's not closed. You decided to keep closed based upon what you've decided, that you've decided to stay in that fragment of your life, this pain, or piece of pain, or betrayal, something maybe someone doesn't understand you, or some sort of false information, and you decided to stay there. You said, that's it. This is it. This is where it's all over. I got it all. And your life starts a countdown. And now you no longer live. Everything that you do, you affirm that fragment. You're making it stronger. Now, instead of going through this fragment, you build upon that fragment a house, windows and roof. You start living in there. You start breathing in there. You start basing everything on that. And now with all the people that you see, you tell them, I'll tell you how life is. And you start sharing exactly from that fragment where you shouldn't even be anymore. You understand what I'm saying? I understand. I'm like shooting with an automatic weapon here. Just to receive it. If this doesn't concern you, you're a happy individual. But at some point, this concerned me. And this is why I have a legal right to share about these fragments. Because many years ago, I was stuck in my own thing. And it took God many years to take me out of that fragment. Because everything that was happening to me now, I treated everybody that way. But God said, son, no, do not judge everybody equally. Do not judge everybody according to that thing that happened with you. Do not judge all the ministries, all the women, just because something happened with you, with that incident that happened with you. Do not judge everything that way. And the third time you're getting married and you have the same thing. Now you're searching for the same thing that was in the other guy or girl. You're searching in her what was in the other. Now you made friends with someone. You're not really friends. You're keeping that person at a distance. Why? Because you're thinking they might be betrayed, because this is what happened to you last time. You're not allowing anybody in. Why? Because you're in a fragment. In a fragment where you shouldn't even be. And the devil plays upon that fragment. He loves placing us in these prisons. Fragment is a prison where you don't want to, not that you don't, but you cannot leave. And I want to give you the truth today. We'll give you understanding. Once you get understanding of the truth, one single word, and you say, that's it, I'm leaving from this fragment. I'm not planning on living here. I'm not being tortured. I'm not planning on hated and doing this and that based upon this certain fragment of my life. Listen, you were betrayed, and now you're not allowing anybody into your life. Some girl lied to you. Now you think that all women are snakes. Oh, I've encountered that before. Believe me, I consult many people. Now, all women are horrible. I said, stop. There are a couple of normal women on the planet. Calm down. And I'm looking at this. He is stuck in that fragment. Now, even in his life, a normal girl comes in, but because he is planning on treating her that way, he's decided everything. There's a stereotype. Now, she cannot be with him. Normal people cannot be with you because you, with that fragment of your life, you're pushing everybody away, even normal people. You know, what is it to be wise? To be wise is to see things before they even happen and treat life as if it already happened. So, being prepared.
But
this isn't wise when you marked everybody and that's it, you made up your mind about everybody. Stop. World is not like that. For instance, you fell in love with this gentleman and everything that he wanted to do is take you into the bed, and now you don't allow anybody near you because in your, the way you see things, all men are sexually perverted and they're just imbeciles. Stop, 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 girl. There are normal guys. There's a guy that will love you. There are people that are normal in this planet. There are men that from the very bottom of their heart will treat you like the very best friend, the very best woman that the Lord gave them. Do not push away with your this one gentleman that maybe he was some sort of messed up guy. And you don't need to shut all the doors. Do not live upon that fragment. Don't you dare living on that fragment. So today we will talk about life. Because sometimes we're so spiritual that we don't even realize why life is such a chaos around us. Because we live in a fragment. Fragments, fragments, fragments. Everything is fragmented. One lives in theirs and the other in the other fragment. Just, we're surrounded by fragments of life. Why am I saying this? Because the time has come.
Amen.
Amen.
So,
you came to church. You decided this is the right people. You know what's going to happen now. These are holy people, but later on you got betrayed, they mistreated you somehow, many different things. And now in your understanding, all the pastors and churches is lies and business. And later on, you even stop believing God, because God has sometimes nothing to do with those churches. God is God. He's a sovereign God. Beloved, do not live in fragments. Do not spend the rest of your life being stuck in some sort of fragment of one mistake. Do not judge everybody according to that one negative fragment in your life. I know so many people, listen to me very carefully. I personally know people that got stuck and decided to remain in that fragment. In many years, I meet up with them, these same people that to this day remember that situation. They still talk about it. They've made a decision to live around this one mistake, wrong thing. They've decided. I remember how I lived in a family that was a divorced family. It's too bad my mom is not here. She's ministering in Ukraine. Beloved, I remember how the life of my children, my life as a child, it was fragmented. The father left the family when I was 6 or 7, something like that. Don't remember the details, but I remember I understood all these things. I said, I needed the father back then, and you know, the life of my mother was so fragmented that she was stuck in that fragment. And even when I got married, Svetlana and me, we had to deal with mom's fragments. Isn't it so, Svetlana? She couldn't accept men. She couldn't see it. She was pushing them away based upon that one fragment. I know how that one fragment can destroy your whole life. The life of my own family. Back then I didn't understand it, but then when I got into my fragment and the Lord took me out, I said, this is it. She lived for 25 years in that one fragment. No progress. Not a single step forward or backwards. She got stuck in there. Why am I saying it? Because I have a right to say that. I grew up in it. And now all the men are bad. And when she, even when normal men would come into her life that had good, you know, meanings, and they meant good, she would stop it all. You understand what I'm saying? I know what I'm saying here. Beloved, of course, the Lord healed my mother. Of course, my father is no longer alive. And when we talked with her, she said, Sonny, I want your encounter right now. You know, I'd be more than happy to come back to to your father and we live together, you know? I saw how the Lord healed that fragment, and now, beloved, if you know what I was talking about, what I'm talking about, she couldn't even remember that name. That name, his name would irritate her. Every time I'd mention my father, she'd get irritated, she'd get red and say, you don't need to tell me anything. We were married already. Me and my wife were talking about my father. She'd just explode. Why? Because she was stuck in that fragment. And now everything, she would prophesy to me, and I had to break these prophecies. Of course, we didn't live with God back then. None of us knew that. She said, you remind me of your father. She was fragmenting her children as well. You understand what I'm saying? We're surrounded by fragments often. We grew up in fragmented families, fragmented situations, and some of you till this day, your parents, 40 years, they live in that same fragment, and they prophesy to you that same thing, because they did not see anything past that fragment of life. They don't want to leave it. This pain. You know, I was amazed how father is no longer alive. He was not alive. But the pain was still there. Explain that. How did she have that pain? Apparently, she entered that fragment that she had to pass by, go through it, but she decided to remain there. And she was giving life to that fragment. She was feeding it. She was feeding that pain, these emotions, these feelings. That's it. Everything is on my shoulders. I'm carrying everything. I understood her pain. I'm not laughing at my mother. I honor her and I love her till death. Beloved, you have to understand. I'm sharing truth with you, how it happened, how it was. It was painful, it wasn't pleasant, and certain things that I want to share, but if I will not say it, you will not receive your lesson. Because sometimes you sit there quietly, but you have the same problem. That's how we grew up. We grew up in fragmented country that got stuck in some sort of fragment. We grew up in fragmented families that got stuck in fragments. And now our lives started being made up. Something happened in our life. And now we decide to remain in some sort of fragment. Sometimes you look, a family comes to church, you want to help them, but they're not allowing you to come in. They're searching for a good family. Listen to me very carefully. There aren't any good churches on this earth. Until there will be bad people in those churches, they're not going to be good churches. There's good Jesus. And their hospital that takes people in. So this is an emergency that takes people in. A good man from a good source of his heart brings out the good things. In other words, when you come into this church, even in this church here, you might find somebody that does not love you. There could be, you know, anger if you're that type of person. But if you're a loving person, you will find people that love you here. For instance, two different people go into the same place and they find things like they are, because that's how their heart is. You have pain, for instance, you carry it in there, and now nobody can come into your life because of your pain. Now they are hurt because of you, because you poured out your thing onto that person. And then people say, I'm sorry. I would love to be friends with you, but after this, I can't. Have you seen how these people stop? Little by little, they stop calling you, they stop visiting you, they stop before. They didn't do that. They leave before the church is over. Why? Because they, not that they don't like you, they just don't want to live in that fragment that you constantly talk about and live in. And when the people encounter that fragment and say, this is life, you live in this for 15 years, I don't want to be part of this. Think very carefully. You'll say, listen, beloved, do you know what fragments? Children can even live in fragments. It has nothing to do with age. I was a child, but I was already fragmented. I already, in my own head, I was putting together my life by living that fragment. I was planning how things are going to happen. I was planning it. Because everything that I saw was a fragment. Everything that I saw was pain and just betrayal. Praise Jesus that helped me, healed me, and took me out of there. Right now I'm speaking to those that need to overlook their lives. Maybe everyone around you, not everyone around you is a screw up and doesn't have life, I mean, or love towards you. Listen to me very carefully. Look at your mirror. Maybe you're the only one that has that issue. And in your world, no one wants to live in it. No one understands me. I'm sorry. Of course, over there, nobody's going to understand you. You have to leave from that fragment, and then people will start understanding you. We're not living through your reality that you gave roles to. Are you receiving something for yourself? Today, from heart to heart.
It's from heart to heart. And when people think, Lord, why is it that I cannot enter my great calling? Because in the great calling, you cannot be there if you're a person that lives in this sort of small fragment. You cannot enter into something big if you live in something small. And they want everybody to play their games by their rules. Look, problem is in this, that I found my problem back. The problem is that we look at ourselves from the point of view of our mistake or something that we did. Let's look how the fragmenting starts. You were walking or going somewhere. All of a sudden, you get into a problem. You don't look at yourself as a person that did some sort of mistake. You look at yourself as a person that became the problem. You look at yourself as if you are the problem. No. I'm going to get in your head today. I'm serious. I'm going to, perform surgery on your brain. You don't look at yourself not as a person that fell, drank, got drunk, or other things. You look at yourself as a drunk. You know that to drink and to be a drunk is completely different things. To fall and continue laying there are completely different things. I'm not speaking to alcoholics that speak every day. This has nothing to do with you. Then you're an alcoholic if you drink every day. Listen to me very carefully. You want to live in your fragment, so enjoy your life. I'm speaking to people that made a mistake, and now they're making decisions. What should I do? You understand what I'm saying? The ones that are making decisions, what should I do? Should I go back and become that? You are looking at yourself absolutely differently. You have to look at yourself as a son that made a mistake, not like a mistake. Listen.
We
look at ourselves as if we are that mistake. Yes, you've made some sort of mistake, but you're not the mistake. You're not the mistake. Do not treat yourself like that. We will touch some scriptures today as well. Remember the story of Absalom.
Who
remembers the story? He was David's son. Remember what happened. Listen to me very carefully. You know that if you read the Bible, you were paying attention, you'd be shocked. Absalom, he was a very wonderful individual. He was beautiful. He was one of the best sons that David had. He had a truthful, wonderful heart. When he found out that Amon did such an evil thing with his sister Фамар, remember, he said, you can see the heart that he had when that incident with his sister Tamar happened. You know what happened to Absalom? He decided to remain in that fragment. He remained forever in that fragment towards Amon. He killed him, and then later on, he died in his own fragment. You understand what I'm saying? I will read the scripture. We'll read it. Some of you don't read the scriptures, and you'll read it together with me on Sunday. I'll read it for you. I understand you're so busy.
So,
2 Samuel 13:19.
2 Samuel 13:19.
And this is after Tamar was raped by her brother, which was from David's other wife. And Absalom, her brother, said to her, oh, and she put ashes on her head and tore the long-sleeved robe which she wore, and she laid her hands on her head and went away shrieking and wailing. And Absalom, her brother, said to her, has your brother Amon been with you? Be quiet now, my sister. So he is your brother. Take not this matter to heart. What's unique is that he was calming her down, but entered that fragment himself. He decided, Absalom, this hatred came into him. It wasn't just hatred that came. Absalom became that hatred. When you read this story, this whole life of Absalom from this moment till the end of his life was based upon hatred and the desire of the death of his brother Amon. I don't have much time to read the whole scripture. Read the story, you'll be shocked how this individual decided from some sort of incident that happened with his sister, it wasn't even him. He calmed her down. She was living in his house. It was all good. Of course, there was other issues that they had to deal with, like pain and things. But he took this. He entered into that fragment of hatred and remained there till the end. And that's how he died. He died by hating David, his own father. Look. And Absalom, her brother, said to her, has your brother Amnon not been with you? Be quiet now, my sister. He is your brother. Take not this matter to heart. So Tamar dwelt in the brother's Absalom's house, a desolate woman. But when King David heard all of this, he was very angry. And Absalom spoke to Amnon neither good nor bad. For Absalom hated Amnon because he had humbled his sister Tamar. I'll stop here. You all know the story. In the process, he's planning things, he's scheming things, and then with his servants, he's planning on killing Amnon. He kills Amnon, and based upon that fragment, his whole life is based upon that one fragment. He runs away from the king. Why? Because king wants to find him. I don't know exactly what he wanted to do with him, punish him, or I don't know. But, beloved, and then for many years he comes back. The king says, I don't want to see you based upon that fragment. He lives in a city near them, and then he captures the hearts of Israel that are passing by, and he's saying, oh, if I was the king, I'd take you in. He's taking the hearts of Israel in the process. He rebels against his father, the king, in the process. He rapes or sleeps with all the women in the palace of the king, which were David's. You remember the story. Right there in the daylight, and in the process, one of the generals, he saw how Absalom was stuck upon the tree with his hair because he had long hair, and so he just killed him. And this is how the lives end of those that decided to live in some sort of fragment of their life. We're thinking that's good, church. To think it's good, think very carefully. Maybe you're sitting somewhere, you're smiling, raising your hands, but for the 15, 20, 10 years, you're living in some sort of fragment in your life, and you've made up things about yourself, the way you see yourself based upon that fragment. And now, you are creating meanings or ideas that other people have about you. No, it's not you. You weren't this way. This isn't your DNA. This isn't your destiny. This is not your place. This is not where you should live. Come out, break through. Say, Lord, I am taking these shackles off. I am breaking through this fragment. I'm not going to live in these feelings that are being fed by the flesh. I am renouncing this. I am giving an opportunity to heal my heart. Me, I'm not myself. This happened with me, but this isn't me. This isn't me. Listen to me very carefully. Just how we have no right to get stuck in bad fragments. You have no right to be stuck in good fragments. Life isn't fragments. Life is continuous movement. Listen, you know what happens to people that are stuck in good fragments? Their lives, they get into wounds, such wounds that they can't even get out. Because now in their life, with other people, everything is black. With these people, everything is peachy. You understand what I'm saying? Everything is so wonderful. Look at this church. Calm down. This is a regular church, and you might get in trouble here as well. And they will hug you, and somebody else that just repented, and just a new Christian, he might send you some other way. It's the same problem. People don't change. They're the same everywhere.
Do not
paint peachy lives for yourself, everything rosy and good. We're not in fragments. We are in process. So do not get stuck in good or bad. Do not try to paint some sort of picture and get stuck in it. Be ready for everything. Life is full of surprises. How many of you know that? Raise your hand. Oh, a couple of people. Everybody else, you'll get to know that. Amen. Look. So, our life is continuous movement. Stopping in some sort of fragment that equals death. For instance, if you decide to live in a fragment, you placed your life on pause, you died for life. Now, God has promised land for you, but you're not a fragment of slavery, Israel. God is showing you, prophesying. You are sitting here, you're looking at me, and you're carrying masses of prophecies on yourself, but your prophecies are not for you in this fragment. They're outside of this fragment. You understand what I'm saying, right? It's not going to happen in this fragment where you're stuck in the suitcase that you decided to live in. It's not going to happen here. In this bubble that you're in. This cocoon that you're sitting in, they're saying, oh. and you decided to spend the rest of your life in there. So, life is reality. Live reality where there's success and downfalls. And you will have success. I'm not a prophet, but I'll tell you, you will have downfalls, just it was like with me. I had a good and a bad, mistakes, going up, going down. Everybody has that. Why are you acting this way? Why are you crying? Because you were living in the pink world. You went through an encounter and nothing bad happens to that person. And here, something is smacking you flat in your face and there go your teeth all over the room. What was that? The devil said hello to you just now. Welcome to reality. Hello. Everything is under protection of Christ. I'm putting the blood of Jesus and protection of the Holy Spirit everywhere. I'm spraying oil everywhere, anointing oil, blood of Jesus everywhere. How about you anoint your brain? This is reality. This is real life. Read the Bible. It's up and down. It's an up and down until the end of your life. Welcome to reality, church.
Господи Боже.
My
с таким
God.
Настроем далеко не дойдешь, честно.
If you think that way, you're not going to get far.
Когда ты там застрял в чем-то,
if you stuck at something, you've anointed everything, that's it. I have proclaimed. Yeah, Job proclaiming was proclaiming good things as well. Look what happened to him. Everything fell apart.
Исповедальник. Смотри.
Look.
Живи реальностью, в которой есть.
Live the reality where there's success and downfall. There's up and down. Learn to go.
И ни в коем случае не застревай ни в одном из них.
Through all of it. Don't get stuck in it. We are moving. We're going through. It's bad today. Tomorrow's going to get good. Right now it's good. Tomorrow's going to get bad. Oh, what sort of proclamations? I'm not proclaiming this. I am a grown person. I know what life is and I know what reality is. I don't need to live in illusions. I don't need to be in that church where they give everybody pink colored glasses. You can come into the church, they give you pink colored glasses. Rose glasses. And you're in that fragment. Remember the Jewish people. The people of Israel, how many times am I going to remember them? But they knock on every message and they ask to come in. Wonderful people. Look. By the way, very powerful. You know, the Hebrew people, they were those individuals that the Lord set apart them for them. Himself, because the plan of God had to happen from there. You know, if you say that in heaven they're going to speak Ukrainian or Russian, I'm sorry, no, it's going to be Jewish, because the King of Kings came into the Jewish world. Don't be anti-Semitic. Do not complain. Bless the people of Israel and you will be blessed. Okay? Let's move on. So, remember the Jewish people that the slavery, slave-like mentality formed them. One thing is when you're in slavery, and the other thing is when you're a slave. You understand the power of what I just said. The one thing is when you're free and you got into slavery, you're not a slave. You are an individual that got into a problem, and now you're like that lion that is caged. Yes, he is in the cage, but he's not the cage. He's in the cage. He is searching for an opportunity. Just try. Leave the door open. He's going to be out. Just like sometimes you see in the zoo, he's not even planning on going anywhere. They open the gates, he's not even going anywhere. Why? You got to live out there. You got to battle for your food. But here they throw things, you know, you just mark your territory all over. They'll clean everything.
He
doesn't care.
Вы знаете, одно дело быть в рабстве, другое дело быть рабом. Вы понимаете разницу между этими двумя
субстанциями? Итак, Бог вызвал евреев, и они не были в рабстве. Они были в рабстве так долго, что они застряли в этом фрагменте. Они были в рабстве так долго, что они застряли в этом фрагменте. Теперь они и все, что они имели, это рабы. И Богу нужно было дождаться тех, которые вышли из этого фрагмента, другого поколения. И Бог говорит, что с вами не могу идти работать. Я могу работать с вами.
Вы понимаете, почему?
You understand why
Israel, все имели everyone had prophecies to go into the promised land.
No one entered that. Not a single person.
It was prophesied over all of them. We're going into the promised land, including Moses.
That was in his own fragment. That's another message. And he didn't enter either. Hello. Joshua and the new generation entered because they said, we're not going to live this way. We're going to eat them like bread. That's it. We're not going to live this way. We live in the future. We live by the word of God. These are the people that God can use, not those that complain and say, oh, manna is enough for us. Manna is good. We can live on manna. Why do we have to sweat and fight?
Они постоянно
they
constantly
wanted to go back to Egypt. Remember, always, constantly complaining, something would happen. As soon as they had no water, they said, we're going to choose another leader and go back to Egypt. So God gave them water. They kind of, you know, chilled out a little bit. All of a sudden they have no meat. We're going to select a different leader and go back to Israel. I mean, to Egypt. And so God gives them birds that they were peasants, they were able to eat. And then we go and complain, oh, enemies this and that. And the Lord said, that's it. That's it. I've had it. You're not going anywhere. One thing is to be in slavery, and the other thing is to be a slave. To know the difference between these things. Everybody gets into problems. What will a problem do with you? That's Will you want to be in the problem and let the problem form you? Or you will say, this is for a season, this is for a time. Yes, I might be in this cage, but I'm waiting for this. One small opening. I remember my fragment. I will share with you my fragment of life. I touched on it here and there, but I never clearly spoke about it. So look.
Я помню мой фрагмент. Это был фрагмент провала и неудачи. Все, к чему я прикасался, рушилось.
Bad luck. Everything that I would touch would just fall apart. At the end, everything fell apart and everybody left.
Провал и неудача.
This downfall, my wife saw it, she was
with me.
This
incident formed me and became part of me, so when
great success came into my life, my head and my brain and my very being could not accept it or understand it. You know, God is my witness. We were driving in the car, we were driving
to
church, was 2 years old, and then I was still driving. I said, Sveta, I think everything's going to fall apart soon. Sveta, I think we're going to come and no one's going to be in the church. She is the witness. She can say that. Every time, every Sunday, I drive and say that. I didn't understand why I was saying it, because church was already there, but I still lived in that fragment.
To
that day, downfalls have formed me
such
an extent. I was so used to 2-3 people in my house that I couldn't see the multitudes. Here it is before me, but I did not see it. Fragment formed me. Bad luck for me was comfort. And if everybody was to go, I'd say, oh, well, I said so. I said so. It's going to happen. And for me, bad luck and was more comforting, you know, than anything else. Some of you don't even know what sort of reaction you'll have, not just with success, but global success, when wonderful things will start happening, something that you're not ready for, something you weren't waiting for, and everything that was prophesied doesn't stand close with where the Lord is leading you. Listen. Downfalls and just bad luck and betrayal became part of me is that when great success and blessing came into my life, my very being, my brain could not even comprehend it. Often I tell my wife, Svetlana, I said, that's it. I think everything's going to fall apart soon. My very being, my felt, all my feelings, I say this way, I felt more comfortable in just bad luck and downfalls. I was afraid of success. I had to accept that. Holy Spirit told me, you're afraid of success because downfalls and three people is more comfortable than unknown success that you're not ready for. It is scaring you and you're saying, oh, it's kind of like free. It's freedom, but it's not your freedom. Some people say, go into freedom. You know, some people, you'll never pull them out into the freedom because downfalls and everything that they have in their life is more comfortable than what you're showing them. You think freedom is better for them. Freedom is horrible. For them, freedom is something that scares them. They're afraid of freedom. Look. My very being felt more comfortable in this fragment of downfall than success. And I was afraid of success because for many years I lived in downfall and bad luck, and this is something that was something that I knew. Fragment of downfall formed my life, my character, and everything around me. Afterwards, I got surrounded by individuals with the same life, the same fragmented life. We were all surrounded by bad luck. And there's this one individual comes, another family comes in, and we're all sitting there and grumbling at mom.
Ко мне в жизнь могли войти точно только такие же фрагментированные, как и я.
People that were fragmented like me can only enter my life. You know why you sit and complain? Why nobody is inviting me? Why I don't go anywhere? Because you're in a fragment. You live in your own world. To leave that world. Stop complaining. I didn't get invited. They didn't do this, this, that. Everything that you're doing, you're walking in your fragment in this bubble, and you're trying to people to accept you. Listen, wake up, leave that bubble. There is life outside of your pain, outside of your fragment. Look.
I decided to live in a fragment of downfall. I was irritated by successful and happy people.
They were irritated by successful churches. Oh, look at them. Who do they think they are? Preacher. Because I lived in my own pain in that fragment, and I can only accept people that were exactly like me. Oh, everything fell apart with you? Oh, really? Yes, yes. Come here. I will hug you. You understand what I'm saying?
Ты точно таких чмошников принимаешь вокруг себя.
You accept people like you around yourself. Why? Why is it you're always surrounded by people the way that surround you? You're like this leader amongst these weak people because you are like that.
Yes,
I was a leader, but I was a leader in my own fragment.
And God could not give me anything or anybody
because he said, Sonny, you understand. I have to find people like you. It's hard. There are people that are alive.
You find people that are, tortured,
they don't believe anybody, don't believe anything. There's not a lot of people like that. There are other people, they enjoy life, they love movement.
Почему-то я хотел неудачи. Знаете, когда я смотрел в свое сердце, я приезжал домой,
you know,
и успех меня напрягал.
Напрягал
не плохо, он напрягал меня настолько, что мне было, мне было дискомфортно. Я почему-то хотел неудачи. Я не понимал, почему. Я потом закрывался в собой и сам себе отвечал на вопросы. Я почему-то хотел неуспеха. Я говорю, Господь, да что со мной происходит? Потому что я настолько привык к тому, что на меня плюют, что когда меня первый раз обняли, я закрыл лицо.
Понимаете?
Потому что ты не веришь, что тебя кто-то может обнять.
Can embrace you.
Ты сформировался в процессе плевков и пинков. И всякий раз, когда тебе кто-то поднимает руку, ты жмешься и уклоняешься, я имею в виду духовно, поймите меня правильно. Потому что всякий раз, когда заносили руку, это проклятие ударит тебя и послать. А тебе просто хотят
поприветствовать.
Бомба летит.
And you're thinking a bomb's flying away. I'm speaking about myself. I'm not speaking about you. I'm speaking about myself.
Для меня неуспех
—
это был комфорт.
For me, unsuccess was
comfortable. Я как будто ждал провала. Я его
исповедовал.
As if I was waiting for
downfall. I was proclaiming that. I said, Свет, I don't believe it.
Я вижу глазами, но мое сердце не верит, потому что я еще успех уже начал приходить. Бог говорит, Сынок, выходи, я веду тебя дальше. А мой бабл не давал.
Further, but my bubble would not allow me. Все, что ты имеешь, whatever you have, you will lose because you will not allow success enter your life. You will not allow,
you're not allowing to lead
for me to lead you out of that depressing, unsuccessful world.
For some reason,
I felt better in unsuccessful situations in life than in success. When success came, as if I was walking on water. My life was formed by downfalls and bad luck and unsuccessful things, and it took time for me to leave from this place, to accept the fact that I am a champion, that I am successful. Remember this one moment from the life of David. Serious moment. We'll read about it.
Когда в его жизнь зашел такой удар,
such
такой
a blow
фрагмент,
came into his life. It was such a fragment where David could remain there for the rest of his life. But I love the heart of David. I'm in love with that individual. I love him as a king, as a leader, as a person that lived in reality and had great downfalls, but also such successful, things that happened to him afterwards. How can Jesus call him son of David? Look at the life of David, the things that he did. He committed murder and,
many different issues.
Maybe you've done that, but you're not it. The Lord easily can call you by his name. He'll call you by his name as well.
He said,
I am the son of David. They called him Jesus, son of David.
В жизни Давида было очень серьезное падение. Он изнасиловал Версавию. Затем, по его приказанию, погибает Урия, муж Версавии. Затем от Версавии рождается ребенок. И помните, что
ребенок
умирает. Умирает при очень странных обстоятельствах. Уникально то, что Давид не дал этому серьезному падению и смерти ребенка сформировать его. Вот это мне нравится. Дорогие, любой бы посчитал вот этот фрагмент жизни решающий. Для некоторых людей это было конец их жизни и карьеры. Но не для Давида. Это лично сумело встать после всего.
Was able to get up after everything.
I love the heart, уроки, beloved. We have all these lessons that we're seeing and reading here. It's not just like that. No, be
умей отодвинуть то, что ты изменить не можешь. Кто-то понимает силу этих слов? Умей отодвинуть и выйти из того, что изменить больше невозможно. И мне понравился Давид в этом случае. Смотри, что Давид, смотри, что здесь написано. 2 Царств, 12 глава, 13 стих. Мы прочитаем эту историю. Я просто наслаждаюсь этой историей. Смотри, какая она не была тяжелая, и я наслаждаюсь исходом или окончанием
the ending
этой истории.
Of the story.
И сказал Давид Нафану, когда Нафан, знаете,
and David said to Nathan, you know, when prophet Nathan said to with the word of God, he had a story about the sheep and the poor and the rich man, and David says, we have to punish that person. And four times, and afterwards, four of his children died. When you look at David's history, what he said that should be done to that gentleman that took the sheep, you can see four was this baby, then there was Absalom, then Ammon,
and the fourth was
that Solomon killed Adonias. Four of his sons die in this. So, beloved, watch what you say towards others. David proclaimed a curse over his own bloodline. He said, you'll pay four times, and he paid four times. Look, 2 Samuel 12, 13, and David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan says to David, the Lord also has put away your sin, you shall not die. Nevertheless, because by this deed you have utterly scorned the Lord and given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, the child that is born to you shall surely die. Then Nathan departed to his house, and the Lord struck the child that Uriah, widow, bore to David, and he was very sick. David therefore besought God for the child, and look at the heart of the powerful man. And David fasted and prayed, while you could still change something with us. Everything is the other way. While everything is still can be changed, we are strolling on the fields and the meadows. When something died, oh Lord, what happened? Is something wrong with you? Look, these are lessons. We enter into the warfare when you can still change something. When nothing can be changed, wash your face, eat, and keep on moving forward.
Кто-то понимает, you understand? Что это может сделать только чемпион?
This can only be done by champions. This can be only done by champions.
Для меня это великий урок.
This is a powerful lesson.
18.
18.
17 стих. Так, 17 стих. Старейшины дома.
And David fasted and went in and lay all night repeatedly on the floor praying to the Lord. His older house servant arose in the night and went to him to raise him up from the floor, but he would not, nor did he eat food with them. And on the seventh day the child died. David's servants feared to tell him that the child was dead. Look, for they said, their servants are thinking like regular people. They think that David's going to do something crazy once he finds out. For they were thinking, while the child was yet alive, we spoke to him and he would not listen to our voices. Will he then harm himself if we tell him the child is dead? This is how normal people think. And then when something dies, they say, that's it. Everything's just going to go insane now. Nothing can be done. You can't do anything. You can't. Do not let this form the rest of your life because you cannot change this. That's it. It's done. It is finished. Cry about it, go through it, bury, and keep on moving. Can't do anything about it. Let's move on. 19. But when David saw that his servants whispered, he perceived that the child was dead. So he said to them, is the child dead? And they said, he is. Then David arose from the floor. Look at the reaction of the king. Arose from the floor, washed, anointed himself, changed his apparel, and went into the house of the Lord to worship. Then he came to his own house, and when he asked, they set food before him, and he ate. And then his servants said to him, they probably said, that's it, he lost it. The roof is off the house. No.
Stop.
Stop. You are witnessing an individual that has such a strong character and willpower that nothing will come in and change his kingly heart. The Lord knew who he was choosing to be the king. He knew that this will still read after so many years and take life lessons from this, because this can only be done by a champion that has a powerful heart that completely trusts the Lord. Yes, you've done this. Yes, but you're not that. This is a lesson. David, you did a mistake. A child died, but you are a king. You're not that problem. Ask for forgiveness. Keep on moving forward. You can't change anything now. So he started eating. Then his servant said to him, what? They were shocked. What? What is this that you have done this? You fasted and wept while the child was alive, but when the child was dead, you rose and ate food. And look at the answer from the wise king. David said, while the child was still alive, I fasted and wept, for I said, who knows whether the Lord will be gracious to me, let the child live. But now he is dead. Why should I fast? Look, he's so wise. Why should I fast? Can I bring him back again? Question mark. No, he's answering, I shall go to him. But he will not return to me. This is powerful, church. You know that the wisdom of David was in the fact that he didn't remain in that fragment of something that he could not change.
You know
how most of us live in fragments that we cannot change. Something happens, some sort of downfall, betrayal, some sort of situation, you cannot change it. Listen to me very carefully. If you will not leave from that situation, that fragment cannot be changed. It will change you, and you will live like that fragment. You'll become that fragment. And in the process, I'm sure all of us have relatives, friends, close ones that live to this day, some sort of fragment. She was raped many years ago, even when she was still a child. Now she's 30 years old. She hates everything and everybody. That fragment made her up. She is not allowing God to heal her.
Мы все жили в уникальной стране. В стране чудес и знамений. И я понимаю, что все мы с вами попадали в вещи, которые могли нас сложить. Не дай дьяволу руководить твоей судьбой через тот фрагмент, который был на твоем пути. Не дай ему сформировать твое мышление и твое будущее на почве того, через что ты прошел.
Based on what happened.
Сколько мы с вами иногда калечим собственными руками, что должно было быть, оно пришло в нашу жизнь принести нам комфорт, а мы из-за нашего фрагмента убили, разбили, похоронили. Этот человек смотрит на тебя, он не может понять, что с тобой.
But no, the fragment destroys it.
Он тебе цветы, он тебе кино, он тебе ресторан, он тебе и машину, и то. Что это? Откуда?
Where is it coming from? It's a fragment that destroys our lives.
Фрагмент. Не живи в нем.
Don't live by the fragment.
О, поверьте, я знаю по себе, с фрагмента выйти тяжело, потому что фрагмент — это твоя
about.
Комфортная зона.
Your fragment is
я
your comfort zone. I loved.
Я любил пускать сопли.
I loved crying.
Меня никто не любит. И я плакался, а внутри мне так было хорошо.
And I felt so good deep inside. Oh, I felt so good.
Ой, да, тебя не любят, тварь такая.
Nobody loves you, but I felt good about it. I loved crying. I loved feeling sorry for myself. And I would cry. No one will ever come to my life.
And
God probably never even heard my cries like that. And I would cry, God, do you hear me? Do you see me? And he probably didn't see me. And I felt so good inside. I felt sorry for myself. And many of the times, wife would say, you know, everything will be fine. Everything will be fine. So much anointing. When is it going to come? I'm all anointed, crying in this fragment. I love feeling sorry for myself.
You know,
I love, enjoy that
moment.
But that was a demon. He irritates me so much.
It's that, you know, demonic
spirit of pity. You know, you like to feel sorry for yourself. You tell yourself stories. And, you know, if you look at yourself, it's like you're a theater. There are so many emotions, so many actions. And you would say, who is that? That's a fragment.
I love, I hate, come, don't come, leave. You know, so many things that you say. You know, you are shocked of yourself. That's what living in fragment is. And I will be finishing up because my time is running out.
Some people
pray and fast and cry and don't really understand
that the answer is
that they live in the fragment. The fragment that is not letting them go, and they cannot change that fragment. You ask people to come, you ask God to come, they don't come. You ask some kind of success to come, it doesn't come. Why? Because God does not use you when you are in your fragment. You will be there for 30 years, and God will not hear you. You will be, you know, frustrating yourself and God will not come, because God does not touch people who live by the fragment. He will try to heal you, to pull you apart, but no, you will say, leave me alone, now I have to cry, I have to feel sorry for myself. And that way you're pushing, you know, God's idea away. That's how we live. Does anybody understand what I'm talking about? I'm talking about myself, but I see that a few people here are understanding very well. You know, you're like a movie.
There's, you know,
murder and raising up from the dead.
There's everything.
And it's a fragment that repeats over and over, over and over, over and over. That same situation, it gives you same emotions, same feelings, same tears, same pity,
and then you come out of it,
and then it comes back again. Why? Because you don't receive anything that comes from God. You just let,
it just takes over. You
know, God healed my mother, and he healed me later on as well. And I'm begging you, please don't live in the fragment, because it's a dark hole, and it's a curse to live in the fragment. And when we're going to pray right now, ask God,
God, if it's something
that relates to you, say, God,
if you're there, if you're there, Богу вопрос, что со мной происходит. Вот Бог отвечает сейчас
this
через мои бремя устать тебе, как я могу, что выйди из своего фрагмента. Слушай. Они живут во фрагменте того, чего они не могут изменить.
Of something they cannot change.
And as soon as
they end everything, and that fragment, everything will change in their lives.
Remember,
God cannot use those who live in the fragment. A fragment where you cannot change anything. You know what? Leave that fragment. If someone died, move on. You cannot change a thing. If they betrayed you, that's it. If it's a divorce, it's a divorce. You cannot change a thing.
You're
done, close the doors, move on. Turn around and move on. Ask God complete healing. You know, I know there are people who went through that stuff, and they asked God to heal them, and it did. He did.
Чем быстрее ты выйдешь из своего фрагмента, тем быстрее Бог сможет употребить тебя. Воздайте ему славу. Давайте мы поднимемся, дорогие.
Let's just stand up.
Давайте мы поднимемся. Тихо и спокойно.
Just quietly.
Не надо никому ничего, не надо ничего никому рассказывать никому. Никто не должен
tell
знать.
Anyone. Nobody needs to know.
Я это рассказываю, потому что если я не расскажу, меня папа потом со мной разговаривать будет. Я должен все выдать, как
I'll
есть.
Be in trouble from daddy.
Не надо ничего никому рассказывать,
ничего не надо.
Сам внутри себя сейчас тихо и спокойно скажи Богу.
Inside,
если это относится к тебе, скажи, я выхожу из моего фрагмента. Я не дам фрагменту
фрагмент.
Анна вышла из этого фрагмента. Она сказала, я не бесплодная. Я имею бесплодие,
and
но я не бесплодная.
You have trouble with, you know, bearing children, say, I will come
Anna,
out of that fragment. I will give birth. Remember Anna? She started crying out. She started doing
Ruth,
something, and then she had
женщина.
A baby.
What about Ruth? Нищету, но она не была
she was
она не действовала как нищая. Она пошла
in poverty, but she was not poor. She was not the poverty.
poverty. She was in it, but she wasn't it. Don't live by the fragments.
Ruth,
remember, everyone died. Everyone died. Everything fell apart in her life.
Don't live in a fragment.
A fragment that you cannot change. I accept life the way it is. I accept God. I accept the sorrow. I accept the joy. And I move on. Because I know that life is not a fragment. Life is a progress. It's movement. Lord, I ask you to heal the individuals, heal their hearts, those who are stuck in the fragment, and they're just in this fight, and you're speaking to them right now to come from the fragment. It does not relate to your neighbor, it relates to you. You're crying out, how many years? And God is not hearing you, how many years? Come to life. You are living in a fragment. God asks you to please heal your body. Heal your body. A body that's in a fragment. This is a trial. It was a trial, but we're not supposed to live in the fragment all of our life. Ask Him. Ask Him. Say, God, I renounce to live in the fragment. I don't want to live in some kind of place or emotion. I renounce to live in the fragment. I want life. I want reality. I want power. I'm hungry for you. I'm hungry for you. I'm hungry for you. Heal our fragmented generation. Touch this generation. Holy Spirit, heal the hearts of the wounded ones. Holy Spirit, heal them. Take them out of the comfort zone of the fragment. Devil, let them loose. Freedom. Freedom. Freedom is coming. Life is coming. God is healing. Those who've been living in fragmented life, He's healing those who've been living there. There's life. Behind the fragment, there's the life that you have to live. Don't accent on the fragment. Come out of it. Come out of it in Jesus' name. Don't let this situation form you. Come out of it. Come out of it.
Amen.
Amen. Give God glory. Our God is amazing. He's never late.
Amen.
Amen. You may take your seats.
Присаживайтесь, дорогие.